We begin, though, with the breaking news of another disturbing case, allegations of forced captivity and abuse in Ohio, this time in Ashland. It's about 60 miles southwest of Cleveland. According to the FBI, the victims are a cognitively disabled woman and her young daughter who were held captive for more than 2 years as house slaves. At a news conference, authorities described what they endured.
Suffice it to say, these victims were repeatedly exposed to subhuman living conditions, such as frequently being denied meals, access to bathroom visits. They were physically punished for toiletry accidents, and they were threatened not only with weapons, but also with vicious animals, to include pit bulls and pythons.
Pit bulls, snakes, and our Pamela Brown has just learned more disturbing details, that the victims were forced to eat dog food and were at times starved. All this while the alleged suspects were giving their pet iguana food. Three people now have been arrested, Daniel Brown, Jordy Callahan, and Jessica Hunt, charged with forced labor. And again, according to our Pam Brown, authorities are looking to make a fourth arrest. The U.S. attorney is calling it a case of modern-day slavery. Scott Taylor covering this story for our affiliate, WOIO, and he joins me now. Scott, first, what are you learning about the case? What's the latest?
Well, right now they are looking for that fourth suspect, as you mentioned, your own Pam Brown reporting that. I do want to explain that investigators believe, John, this is just flat-out slave labor. That's what they were doing with this mom back in 2011. Jordy Callahan and Jessica Hunt invited her into their home, and then according to this court document, they initially put her down in the basement along with her daughter and kept her down there. Mom would come up and clean, do the laundry, actually go shopping for them, and they kept her down there and then eventually moved her up to an upstairs room where they actually locked the doors at night and eventually nailed the windows shut so mom and her daughter couldn't get out.
Well then, Scott, how did she get away?
Well, back in October, she was at a Family Dollar store, John, and she stole a candy bar. Police arrested her. Then she started talking to them over a period of time and basically said that people back at my house where I live, well, they're mean to me. Now, remember, she has a mental disability, so police took their time questioning her and eventually handed her over to FBI investigators. They started taking a look at it. They went back to the house, and that's when everything started to unravel.
And had she ever been reported missing?
No, as far as we know, she wasn't reported missing. I believe at least her mom lives in Ashland. Occasionally, she would go back to that house. Then, according to witnesses in the FBI court document, Jessica and Jordy would send somebody back over to her mother's house and bring her back.
Huh, that's bizarre. Scott, you also spoke to the lawyer for one of the defendants. What did he tell you?
Yeah, Jordy Callahan's lawyer, John, tells me that these allegations are ludicrous. He was ready to go to trial over these same type of charges and even more serious charges in county court. Well, those charges were dropped. Then the FBI indictment came down today. He tells me that this young mother, who's only 30 years old, could come and go as she wanted to, that everything, all these facts, just simply aren't true, but investigators believe her.
Scott Taylor of our affiliate, WIIO. Scott, fabulous reporting. We'll stay on top of this case.